Track 9, and back to news stories. Instructor plans to row Atlantic. A Tynmouth water sports instructor who has spent over 10 years helping competitors prepare for the world's toughest Row Atlantic Challenge will finally practice what he preaches when he participates in the grueling event later this year. Tim Cox, who runs Sea Sports Southwest in Tynmouth, will compete with best friend Andy Purvis. The pair will set sail from La Gomera in the Canary Islands on December the 12th and hope to cover the 3,000 miles to Nelson's Dockyard in Antigua and Barbuda in around 40 to 50 days. More people have climbed Everest than rowed the Atlantic. Tim is no stranger to the Transatlantic Rowing Challenge. He has been providing safety instruction and weather routing services to transatlantic rowers since 2012. Family and friends are unsurprised he's made the jump from instructor to participant. "It's going to be strange to be the customer and not the provider," he commented. Tim met crewmate Andy when he was teaching him on a safety course. Andy had been due to row across the Atlantic last year, but his original crewmate had to pull out, so Andy needed to defer his race plans and find a new partner. The pair will be rowing as the Almighty Mates 2C on a 7.3-metre fiberglass Ronnock adventure boat. Parked on a trailer outside Sea Sports Southwest, the vessel looks tiny. The first question that comes to mind is about toileting. Cox reveals a bucket and a bottle. Purvis has the same, and each are named to prevent cross-contamination and reduce the risk of them both being ill. The pair will take it in turns to row with 2 hours on and 2 hours off, although the 2 hours of rest won't always involve sleep, but also maintenance tasks and eating. Apart from the challenge of learning to face backwards in a boat, Cox jokes that he's normally used to facing forward. The pair agree that capsizing is likely to be the scariest part of the trip. "But if it's not scary, then what's the point of doing it?" Andy stated. However, the isolation, seeing the stars in the night sky, being a speck in the ocean, and seeing wildlife like whales, dolphins and turtles will make, "I want to enjoy it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience."
Town's new female mayor and deputy. Girl power was in full force at Tynmouth Town Council, as Councillor Kate Williams was elected as the Mayor of Tynmouth Town. Councillor Williams replaces outgoing Mayor, Councillor Joan Atkins, and will be accompanied by her husband, District Councillor Peter Williams, who was Tynmouth Mayor in November 2020 and throughout the COVID pandemic. To complete the all-female lineup, Councillor Chloe Myers was named Deputy Mayor. Councillor Williams said she was truly honoured and delighted to have been chosen for the role. Speaking to the Mid Devon Advertiser, Councillor Williams said, "I will continue my engagement with fellow councillors, traders and residents with the hope of bringing to fruition our current projects so that the community can start seeing positive changes. I want our residents to feel that they can come and talk to me, to work with me, but I also want to promote all our councillors and teams and the work undertaken behind the scenes, which often gets overlooked or unnoticed. I believe we can be a strong team for our town council and Tynmouth."
Broadband upgrade announced. Tedburn St Mary is one of 8 towns and villages across Devon to benefit from the rollout of a broadband upgrade programme. Openreach has announced the latest locations to be added to the network of broadband infrastructure, which will include 6,000 premises in Devon, among the hardest to reach rural and coastal locations in the country. Tedburn St Mary is one of the villages next in line for the full fibre upgrade. Martin Williams, Openreach's Regional Director for the South West, said, "This is a huge infrastructure success story across the region. No company is building faster or further in Europe that we're aware of. And we won't be stopping either. We plan to build even further across the region to more cities and towns and our most rural communities. And our engineers, of which 3,100 live in the region, are doing this at a rapid pace. despite this being a hugely complex engineering project. Only 6% of premises across Devon which can order a new ultra-fast service have done so, as upgrades aren't automatic. The work is part of Openreach's £15 billion project to upgrade the UK's broadband infrastructure, making gigabit capable technology available to 25 million homes and businesses by the end of 2026, including 6.2 million in harder to reach, more remote and rural areas. The once in a generation upgrade to full fibre, where fibre optic cable is run direct from the exchange into a home or business, gives access to the fastest, most reliable broadband anywhere in the UK. And there's a photograph, would you believe it, of a workman up a ladder against a telegraph post.
Oh yay, town criers head for town. Oh yay, oh yay, it's the very first Kingstainton Town Crier competition. Criers from across the country will be heading to the town for the event on Saturday, June the 1st. Organised by Kingstainton Town Council, the inaugural competition has been secured in the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers official guild competitions calendar. Invitations have been issued to town criers all over the country. A town council spokesman said, "We look forward to seeing many participating at our first competition. The history of town criers is long and varied. As well as there being town competitions, there are also competitions in different countries in addition to there being an international one." Jackie Edwards, Kingstainton's own town crier, will host the event. Being the local town crier, she is not allowed to compete and will compare the event instead. She will, however, perform a benchmark cry, which is all themed around Kingstainton, her hometown. Jackie, who has performed the role of town crier for Kingstainton as a volunteer for more than 8 years, says she is thrilled to welcome other competitors to her beloved town. In the role, Jackie travels across the county, competing in other competitions on behalf of Kingstainton. Competition will see those taking part being judged on their cries for clarity, diction, volume, inflection, as well as their attire. Participants must perform their hometown cry first and then the themed cry in the second round. These cries must be strictly no longer than 125 words. The competition will take place in the grounds of the Community Hall at Rydon Road, Kingstainton, on Saturday the 1st of June. It will run from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Spectators are welcome. Refreshments will be available to buy. And if the weather is dry, seating will be available outside to see the action. And there is a photograph of Kingstainton town crier Jackie Edwards in full regalia.
Retired vicar walks for RNLI after breaking leg. A retired vicar, who was unable to walk after badly breaking his leg before Christmas, has raised almost £2,000 by walking a mile a day during May. Marcus Braybrook, who lives in Stoke-in-Teinhead, spent Christmas in Torbay Hospital and was unable to walk for 5 days. "It was a triumph to walk a few yards to have a shower and not be pushed there," he said. After several months of rehabilitation, Marcus managed to ditch his knee brace and walking frame and last month completed a mile with the aid of just one stick. To say thank you, Marcus decided to walk a mile every day in May to raise money for the Royal National Lifeboat Institute as part of the life-saving charity's 200th anniversary May Day challenge. "I have nearly reached my £2,000 target," Marcus said, "but the more money we can raise for the RNLI's life-saving work, the better."